What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here with another edition of Cleveland Browns Today as we look at the Browns' potential playoff push. Following the win over the Falcons, the Browns are 7-4, tied in the AFC North with both Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati is at 7-3-1, atop the division by half of a game. Now, the amazing thing about it is this is the first time in NFL history that every single team in a division are all three games over 500 at any point in the season. This has never happened before. Of course, for the Browns, they find themselves in this winning division here in the National Football League. But for the playoffs, they have a nice road ahead. At Buffalo this week, then they come home for two games with the Indianapolis Colts, who currently lead the AFC South, and a chance to get ahead of Cincinnati, who leads the AFC North. Then they go back on the road for their final two games against the Carolina Panthers team that is struggling in the NFC South. And by the way, the Browns already 3-0 against that division. And then wrap things up in Week 17 on the road against the Baltimore Ravens, which is going to be a massive game with playoff implications. Let's focus first on the AFC North. Here are the upcoming schedules for the other three teams. We already outlined the Browns, so now let's take a look at the schedules for Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. Unlike the Browns, the Steelers will spend three of their final five games at home. They have two division games left, both against the division leader, Cincinnati, including Week 17 at home. The Ravens also have three of their final five games at home, and their only division opponent left will be the Browns in that Week 17 showdown. The Bengals also have three of their final five games on the road, just like the Browns, but they have a division-high three games left in the AFC North. The Bengals currently have the division record tiebreaker at 2-1. They have the best record in the division, but as we pointed out earlier, they still have three games left here in this division. The Ravens are 2-3 in the AFC North. They only have one game left, and the Browns and Steelers both at 2-2. Those division wins could be big tiebreakers down the road as the Browns try to make this playoff push. Now, ultimately, when it's all said and done, it's possible that the AFC North could get three teams into the playoffs. They could get their division winner and both wild cards, but it's going to depend on how things play out down the stretch in the AFC West, in the AFC East, and of course here in the AFC North. If the Browns can take care of business against Cincinnati and Baltimore, it will go a long way to making sure this version of the Cleveland Browns makes the playoffs here in 2014. Thanks for tuning in to the Playoff Push edition of Cleveland Browns Today. I'm Nathan Zagura, and keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes.